This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Beppe Civernini, his new book, Italian Lessons, 50 Things We Know About Life Now. This is life during the pandemic, and now we emerge into the pandemic, but there were concerns before of Italy and there are concerns afterwards. However, Beppe worries about Rome. One of his lessons is, does Rome worry about Rome? Beppe, I met during the pandemic the news that there were wild boars wandering in the city of Rome. They probably wander in many other cities, but coming down the roadway and feeding on the trash in the streets because people were not there. Are the wild boars gone now? Have they left?
No, of course not. You know, the Romans with invaders, barbarians, the Spanish, the Americans, the German, the French, the popes. The Romans can cope with everyone and everything. So why not with the boars? They become part of the family.
You worry, though, about Rome. Why is that? What is different in Rome that is not true? I know Milan works extremely well. Why doesn't Rome work so well?
Because in Milan, and I work there, and it's very close to Crema, and I know Milan better, because in Milan it's got an extreme self-confidence. In Rome, Romans are brilliant, they are talented, but they hide the lack of self-confidence with cynicism. You know, you can feel that, you know, the fact that whatever, they've seen it all, who cares, I know. Don't worry. And it's not them. And that sort of hides a lack of self-confidence. And if you want to get out of it, because in Rome, public transport doesn't work well. It's a real problem. Roads are terrible and dangerous if you go around with a moped or a bicycle. And there are many other things that don't work in Rome. But to fix them, you need to decide that you want to do it. And in Rome, too many people are convinced that Rome is fantastic, but it will never work like any other European city, like Milan or Zurich or Trieste or Munich. No, Rome is something different. But it's sometimes it's hard to live in Rome if they don't take away your trash in front of your house for days. I tell you that it becomes a problem. A lot of your poetic ideas about your hometown, they go away.
You also write there's a north-south divide in Italy, and that south, Naples is not visited as much as the northern cities, Firenze, Florence, or Venice. Well, I'm guilty as well, but I did venture to Venice to Naples when I was younger, and then took the train across to Brindisi. And I found the experience, remembering it, the south of Italy is much older feeling, much more ancient feeling. But this is a young man's impression. Is that accurate, Beppe?
It's accurate. Everything you know about Italy, and maybe you read in my previous book, or I hope in this one, you think the south of Italy is the same thing times two. If Italians are intuitive, in the south, they are more intuitive. That sometimes Italians tend to be unreliable. I hate to say that, but it happens. In the south, that happens even more so, and so on and so forth. The good and the bad. But I love southern Italy. It's Italy. It's like a color. It's so vivid that for a traveler and it's an amazing experience. So I always suggest my foreign friends to go and travel south. Naples, we were talking about poetic cities earlier on, and what do we say?
Theatrical cities.
Yeah, no, we talked about poetic city and a sort of narrative city, right? And then there are theatrical cities, and some of the best theatrical cities are in the south. Naples is the most theatrical city in Italy. It's not a coincidence that the best theater in Italy came out of Naples. Not at all. It's like people act all their life, different parts. It's like London. In London, great actors, because people, you know, in London and in England, especially in London, there is acting is part of your life, playing a part in society, class, work, whatever. It's called in Naples. totally different play, but people act in a way that I don't know many people can act so convincingly like the Neapolitans.
And quickly, there is a columnist, I believe he's departed now, Indro Montanelli. You begin his story in 1935 when he was in the Italian army in Abyssinia, a.k.a. Ethiopia, during the upset of the conquest of Ethiopia by the fascist Italian army. But Indro Montanelli went on with a distinguished career of fighting oppressors, not being an oppressor. His statue is in Milan. Is that correct? Is that now a controversy, his statue?
Yes, it is. I have to declare my interest because Indro Montanelli was my mentor. He was probably, he was the best known Italian journalist of the 20th century. He was born in 1909. He passed away in 2001. And I know him well. I've worked with him for 20 years. And I know he's, as you know, with the people you know really well, sort of his talents, his virtues, even his shortcomings. And when I see that people want to pull down his statue in his beloved garden in Milan for a mistake, definitely a mistake, a bad mistake he made when he was in his mid-20s in Ethiopia, where he, let's say, marry or, you know, accept the company of a teenager, local teenager. There was a local tradition. Italian officer were given a local teenager to come and take care of their tent and whatever, to be kind of a wife for a time. Awful tradition, despicable, wrong for him to accept. But we're talking about 1930s. He was 26, and he said he always... He treated her well. In fact, he had always had the photograph of this little African girl on his table for many, many years.
We have about a minute, Beppe. Go ahead.
And he had this. So I heard him saying that he made a mistake, but I don't think you can punish a person for a mistake he made in his 30s. Everything he's done, fighting the Nazis, fighting communists, pull down his staff. I think it's unfair. What? I think it's an example of the cancel culture that I don't like. We do have that in Italy too, I have to say.
What I've admired about your biography of him is that he describes the 20th century politics of Italy, the opponents of Italy, the changes in Italy. He covered it all from the 1930s until his death. Beppe Severnini, who's writing a book about the pandemic, yes, but about Italy in recovery, yes, but about Italy for 1,700 years since the Romans retired. Italian Lessons, 50 Things We Know About Life Now. Beppe Severnini is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.